Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to High School Hoops. This is our bonus episode. Today, I'm going to talk about I'm going to do Walking with Coach Collins and kind of some of the things that I've thought about. I'm going to try to do this kind of as a bonus episode throughout the hopefully basketball season, just to kind of give you things that I'm thinking about and things that arise as a high school basketball coach. And then Jake and I will still do our weekly one with kind of talking about specific things within high school coaching. But this is going to be more of a fluid thing. Probably do it on my walk or when I'm driving or something like that, so the audio won't be quite as good. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Super happy to be working with the Dr. Dish people. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. You will not be disappointed. The amount of new materials. I actually started a course, new materials, so you can see all the new things that we're putting up on a regular basis. It's crazy. So go over and check that out, and let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to High School Hoops. I am going to try kind of a new segment here on High School Hoops and talk to you about some of the things that are coming up in my day-to-day life being a high school basketball coach. And I think it would maybe be intriguing. It might be interesting. Might not be too. We'll find out real quick. But just as the first one I'm doing this, I can see someone up ahead mowing their lawn, and you're going to hear dogs bark and cars squeal and those kind of things. And if you knew what my day-to-day life looked like, you'd understand why I'm not going to edit all those things out. I'm going to leave them for all of you to hear as background noise as I'm talking about some of these things. But so today I thought, you know, it's the beginning of October, and we're 43, 42 days, I think, from the start of basketball season. And we're starting to kind of wind down. You know, football's got a couple games left, and we have boys volleyball in the fall. So we're winding down. We're going to have our first team meeting this Wednesday as I approach the lawnmower here. So you can hear that in the background. The dogs are walking really fast today. But anyway. So I think a couple things that, you know, I know our staff is going to get together and kind of have a coaches retreat and talk about kind of the upcoming season. But you know, I think as a coach right now, and as a coach, like I said, that has coached 34 years at the high school level, you know, I could walk into practice tomorrow and everything would be fine. You know, I could probably on a napkin in about 5 minutes do a practice plan. But the question is it going to be a good practice plan? And is it going to be the practice plan we need to win our first game in 2 weeks and beat our rival maybe 2.5 weeks after that? So we're going to have this coaches retreat end of October. And my thought is, and we've done this in the past. We've done this in the past as kind of mapping out the season. I think we're going to do that again. We've done that maybe the last 5 or 6 years. And as from a teacher, I know that, you know, that's going to last for 2 weeks. And then we're going to have to pivot and we're going to have to change a little bit. Because someone got hurt, or the zone offense we thought was going to work isn't working. You know, maybe we thought we couldn't pressure and now we can, or vice versa. So there's always tweaking. It's like anything in teaching or coaching. You got to be willing to look at the, look at your class and adjust. All right. And, you know, you have to monitor it on a daily basis and you have to adjust to it. So what we're going to do, and I think we have a pretty good idea of our team. I think we have a pretty good idea of what we want to do on the offense and defensive end. I think our deep dive is going to be, how can we teach the skill sets that they need, maybe in a new way, maybe in a different way, but teach them those skills that they need to learn it. So let's say we're not going to run this. I'm going to pick something in case somebody in my conference is listening. But let's say we're going to run a pack 2-3. We will not be running that this year. But let's say we were going to do that. What skills do they need to be able to do that? How can I teach those skills? What skills have I done in the past? What skills am I going to do in the future? That they specifically need. I think those are some important skills, I think, that you got to think about. So maybe we're playing a plaque. So how can we teach them to not give up the paint? How can we teach them to close out? So that is where I, not struggling, but I am trying to find new, you know, and we've always done small-sided games and we've always broken it down into, you know, part, whole, part kind of thing. But I want to be able to figure out, like, a skill that I know we haven't been very good at is screening. So we're going to, in this coaches retreat, we're going to really try to break down screening. You know, how do we want to teach screening? How do we want to teach to read off screens? How do we want them to catch the ball when they come off the screen? How do we want them to pass the ball coming off the screen? And then how can we break those specific drills down into that? So that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm also, and we've always done a lot of scrimmaging at practice, a lot of 5-on-5. And we've always done a lot of pre-practice where, you know, Coach Olson will take somebody, I'll take somebody, we take different people. And we work on skills. And sometimes the part of that for me is getting just to know the guys too. There can be some relationship building, especially last year when I didn't see them on a daily basis and we all were wearing masks and stuff. But, I am going to, kind of pivot a little bit in our pre-practice, or not pre-practice, after pre-practice to try to get, their juices moving early. Sometimes, you know, I've been so worried about the specific opponent we were going to play that we didn't maybe deep dive into, you know, we dive into, all right, how are we going to stop their you know, 2-2-1 or something like that. So we'd start out with that or something like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just try, especially after our moment of meditation, our quiet moment. I always like to have that. So we do a minute at the beginning of practice where we kind of try to get their breathing down, where we want them to leave the old practice, and we want them to leave that and then come into, you know, all right, here's what's going to happen. We're going to, you know, leave school, leave your girlfriend, leave your parents, leave those things behind you, and let's move forward. Okay. Literally, they're not on their device. It's quiet. Their eyes are closed. It's kind of a reset. And is there any science behind that? I don't know if there's any science behind it as a little moped goes by me. But I think it's good for them. So I'm going to do that. Keep doing that because I think it works. But the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start the first thing that we do is going to be something 5-on-5 and something competitive and something to get juices flowing. I think that's an important thing. Something we've done in the past is we've played 5-on-5. We worked on a specific thing, two separate teams. And then first 1-to-5 wins. Loser gets a little consequence, something. Doesn't have to be very big. And then we have a KO. We have a knockout, which you play every time someone scores, they get a bucket or whatever. And then if someone takes a charge, the game's over and that team wins. Like something like that. Whatever skill set you want. Sometimes it's if you get an offensive rebound, you win. If you dive on it for a loose ball, it's actually a loose ball, you get a win. So we change that KO, that knockout, to the point of emphasis that we're looking for that specific week. But anyway, we're going to do that because I think that will really help us get moving in practice early. But all right, so walking up onto another lawnmower, but I just, my dog just tripped me. I just did a little bit of a header. Ripped my jeans, which sucks. Like these jeans. But anyway, that's why I stopped. So I was about done anyway. But, and it's like coming up on the next lawnmower here. But what I like, two things. First of all, again, if you have any drills, anything you think is helpful for your team, anything that the community would like, love to hear about it. If you have any topics, I'd love to hear about it. Things that you want me to talk about. And second, if you like these, let me know. I think they'll be beneficial. I think they'll teach different things about the game than Jake and I, you know, when we do our weekly call. But just let me know, steve@teachhoops.com. If you're liking these, if you like what we're discussing, let me know. And I'm more than willing to keep these going. So, and also go over and make sure you check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.